Welcome to the Every Day is Saturday podcast, the number one motivation show on the planet.
No more Mondays for you. It's time to make every day Saturday. Boom!
This is the podcast where we help you to accept who you are, not where you are.
On the roller coaster of life, you know we only sit in the front seat, champion. So make sure you are fastened in. Hi. Let's go.
Tired of feeling run down all the time during the week? We can help you make every day feel like it's a Saturday.
Let's go pack your bags. It's time to leave Averageville.
Introducing the man who thinks abnormal stands for above normal.
When you're on fire, people will travel from miles around to watch you burn, baby. We are fired up.
The host of the Every Day is Saturday show, Sam Crowley.
What? Is Sam Crowley. Welcome back to the Everyday Saturday podcast. Got lots to cover this week. It's a new week. It's a new message. It's a new day. It's a new everything. And I hope this message finds you having the most amazing month of, wait for it, May. It's May 10th. What are you doing in May? You're doing the same thing you're doing in January? If you are, you must stop right now. There's some people who I know listen to this podcast, they don't even look the same. They don't talk the same. They don't act the same. And guess what? They're not having the same results they were having just a few months ago. Why? Because you just need to make a decision. I don't care if you're the fattest slob on the planet right now. You can get your old body back starting right now. I don't care if your bank account has a minus sign in front of the balance, you can thrive right now, beginning right now. You gotta make the damn decision, though. You can't keep sitting around, looking around, waiting for all the lights to be green before you leave the house. You just gotta get going and create momentum. Yeah, I got a great email last week. Came in on Cinco de Mayo. Cinco de Mayo. It's funny. Everybody posting. Don't even get me started, man. Should I even go there? I don't want to go there. I don't, Sam, don't go there. Don't, you're going to go there, aren't you? Yeah, I am. I am. I'm going to go there. I'm just going there. So here I go. Rant ready, locked and loaded. Here we go. Cinco freaking de Mayo, okay? Everybody's getting excited about a taco and a shot of tequila and tequila. Tequila? I've had enough of it in my life. I should know how to pronounce it. And a Dos Equis and a Corona, you know, it's like, and I get it. Hey, look, all my buddies out there, men and women around the world celebrating Cinco de Mayo, have a ball, man. I'm not talking, you know, here's who I'm talking about. You can't get even excited about launching a damn blog or a podcast or a YouTube video or making your first $1 on the internet, but oh boy, you'll get the sombrero and the nachos out and you'll eat a burrito and you go nuts about it. You know what I mean? But yet you can't even get excited about your own dream. I don't know. I don't get it. Hey, have a ball, man. Celebrate everything in life. But would you celebrate yourself and your dream first? Here's what guys and men and women in the job hate their job. So this goes out to everybody that hates your job, but you love Cinco de Mayo and every other celebration going on. Super Bowl, Kentucky Derby was this weekend. Everybody's in the infield getting drunk. Hey, it's awesome. I've been in the infield, bombed out of my mind. 20 years ago, it was great. Loved it. Had a great time at the Preakness, actually, in Baltimore. No big deal. Hated my job. I put more preparation into going on road trips to Penn State football games and the Preakness and golf trips with my buddies than I ever put an ounce of energy into my health or to my entrepreneurial dream. And it showed. It absolutely showed. Last week, everybody posting photos. Here I am, hashtag Cinco de Mayo. That's great. You're losing dinero. You're losing dinero on Cinco de Mayo. Does that even comprehendo, amigo? Does that make any sense to you at all? Here's what I'm talking about. You're losing money, man. Money. Your bank account is Swiss frickin' cheese, okay? You can't even get excited about creating one piece of content because you don't think you're worthy enough or nobody's going to buy it. Or, oh, here you go. You're hanging around. Remember, you're the product of the four people that you're hanging around. So all the buddies that you're going to the bar with and having that great celebration, right? They're strapping on the feed bag, wearing the elastic pants and the mama jeans because it fits better. You got to make room. Got to make room for all that alcohol and all the bean burritos. I get it. Love it. Love it. But what are you doing when you wake up the next day? You doing anything? You doing anything to make your bank account, your personal relationships, and everything else better in your life? If you're not,
You got no business going to Cinco de Mayo celebrations or anything like that. Let me read you an email. Came in. Oh, this is actually what got me started. I mean, all fired up. See, I knew I shouldn't have went down that road because I get so far off the reservation. Hey, by the way, I've been using that term forever. I guess it's not politically correct now. Hillary got jacked up for it last week. Excuse me if I continue to use it because political correctness is my kryptonite. All right? Michael Cleaver. Michael, if you're listening, you're a rock star. Here's the email he sent. Sam, it's been almost 3 years since I've emailed you, and he's right because it actually came back in an email thread I checked. He sent me an email June 29th, 2013, on my birthday, and that was the last time he emailed me. All right, he said, happy birthday, you're really making a difference in my life, and he went into what he's got going on. But now he sent me an email 3 years later, just last week. It's been almost 3 years since I've emailed you, but wanted to let you know that I never got my old government J-O-B back. In fact, I'm making more money than ever with my own business. I bought a truck and host a local produce delivery location while driving produce to some other hosts in my region. Also, I roast coffee part-time, which is super interesting. Hey, how about that? Making life interesting. What a concept. Life is so fun. Do you get that? Life is so fun. And I'm in total control of my time and my business. You help make all the difference. After a ski accident this winter, I spent the last 5 months recovering from a concussion. Medical stuff really makes you reflect and remember what's most important. Amen to that, brother. Several of my projects have failed. That's awesome. But success was not through any specific plan or scheme. You helped me learn the mindset that I can take control of my life and happiness. Thanks again for all of the value you add to our lives. Keep preaching the good word that every day can be Saturday. Sincerely, Michael Cleaver. Michael, this long-distance dedication goes out to you. God. I felt like Casey Kasem for a little bit. I had to invoke my inner Casey Kasem right there. Hey, guys, I get emails like that all the time. I love them. They keep me going. If this podcast has helped you through some tough times, send me an email. Let me know. I'll read your long-distance dedication on the air. But on a serious note, man, look, this guy quit his job, his government job. Wow. Talk about a redundant, right? Government job. It's got to be the worst job ever is having a government job. Oh, if you don't believe, just go into any post office. Now, I haven't seen a happy postal worker in forever. I take that back. There's a lady at the local Loveland post office that's excited. But he bought a truck, hosts local produce delivery. He's in control. He's making more money than he's ever made. You know what he's got? Control. Do you have control? When you go out and party, do you sit there with a pit in your stomach towards the end of the night and say, oh man, I just wish every day could be like this? You know, every day isn't a party. I mean, I know people can preach that. You're going to have ups and downs. You're going to have days where you might have a medical scare as well. This person had a skiing accident. Our family had a trach baby and on a ventilator and, you know, all that good stuff. And your story may be a lot worse than that. But here's the good news, and I'll leave you with this thought before I host another show today because I'm all jacked up. I leave you with this thought, my friend. When in the hell are you going to get moving and make it? And I don't mean just a little splash, a little ripple splash. I'm talking a flipping tsunami that's coming down on everywhere because you're so on fire. Now, I know tsunami and fire don't typically go in the same sentence. I don't care what you want to call it, but you got to get moving because it's already May 10th. Pretty soon, we're going to be talking, it's going to be December 10th, all right? Where are you going to be in December? Where are you going to be? 7 months from now, where are you going to be? I need you to get this message. I need it to rattle around in your cranium, and I need you to get going, and I need you to have the best day ever.
Thank you for listening to the Every Day is Saturday podcast. Still fired up and want more of Sam Crowley? Be sure to visit everydayissaturday.com. And don't forget to follow Sam on Twitter at Sam Crowley. Let Sam know you're listening. Use hashtag Every Day is Saturday.